episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drug fucked tonight. Open up to your bum.
Well, a lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Rick and Roro, 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 Roro.
Hey.
I can hear your fucking dog snoring.
You can.
Get away from the microphone. You're booming. You're booming. Talk further away from the microphone. There's something wrong with your voice. You got Freddie Mercury.
No, there's nothing wrong with my voice.
Roll out. Okay. Turn yourself talk away from the thing. You're too loud. Maybe I can turn you down.
There we go. Hold on. There we go. Saturday the 18th of January 2025. There you go. We're all sorting out.
This is Rick and Rollo. Rick and Rollo. I'm just going to try and turn you down, though, because you're fucking...
That's okay.
Booming in my ear.
Okay. Let's do it.
Rick and Rollo on the...
Thank you, mate.
18th of January 2025. Yeah, Rollo. So how's your week been? Because you know, 2 weeks. How's your 2 weeks? 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks.
2 weeks, exactly. You gave me a big. So can I do the community correction order? So
yeah.
I've been absolutely been let go of basically what do you call it?
Opening a beer.
Exactly.
You don't have to go and do that stupid thing anymore and talk to people.
Anymore. I think it's excellent. Just one of the
congratulations.
And you rang me. You rang me and said that's so I can say that the community correction order is like it's like one of the best autographs, you know. Who was the biggest autograph you ever wanted? Like, you know,
I never got autographs, Roller. Never was interested.
You were never into big autographs. Well, look,
when I was a kid, I would have been into it. You know, it would have been Clint Eastwood and
there you go.
The cast of Kelly's Heroes.
There you go. Who would have been the big one from Kelly's Heroes? Would have been the most amusing one. What was his name? The Jewish Don Rickles. Don Rickles. Mm. Like, seriously, I would want his I would want to be roasted. I would want to be roasted by him.
He was just incredibly funny, nasty but funny. I love Don Rickles. I'm one of the biggest Don Rickles fans.
Absolutely. When Don Rickles was roasting Clint Eastwood on Kelly's Heroes,
the set. Yeah,
that outtake was the funniest brilliant thing.
Yeah, because they're all
the
cracking
fact
up.
The fact they caught that on video.
It would have been, I don't know, my film.
It's just back. It was absolutely classic. And Don Rickles just didn't give a shit that he was just, he was given that role. I think he just, what was it? They used to do Brett that Gunn back in the day.
He played Brett Gunn.
Yeah, but they did roast back in those days where people
I still do it. I've talked about this, you know, and I'll bring it up again. But it's part of the culture. It seems to be part of. Is it the Jewish culture or is it part of acting?
Oh, okay.
Not sure. But they had a thing called the Friars Club, right? It's called the Friars Club. FRIARS. I'm repeating myself as usual, but never mind.
That's okay.
I believe there's some kind of karmic thing that they do it. So once a year, all the businessmen get together and give each other absolute shit and humiliate each other. And that kind of exonerates them from being cunts the rest of the year. I think that's got something to do with it. That's what Hollywood does it for. Because, you know, there's things that they were saying about Frank Sinatra, you know, like Don Rickles, he openly brings those, my guys don't like your, you know, my guys and your guys. He talks about, you know, the Jewish guy, the Jewish big boys and the Italian big boys, you know, because they're both working hand in hand together. And
we're talking about the Jewish have the elders. The Italian school, the mafia. That's what we're talking about.
Or the Jesuits, or who above that, you know.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So they get together, and he, like Don Rickles, he always brings up. Frank Sinatra's underworld buddies, you know, because he was a made man.
When he made the joke, it was like when Seth MacFarlane made the joke about Woody, the Jewish guy,
Woody Allen.
His boy wasn't.
Frank Sinatra's.
Frank Sinatra's boy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
everybody. That's like Mia Farrow.
Yeah, I read his book.
His
book is good. That's Rowan Farrell.
Yeah, that's it. Ronan Farrow. Yeah, that's
Ronan.
It.
Ronan Farrow.
Yeah. Everyone knows. It's a little bit of a.
He doesn't look anything like Woody Allen. Thank goodness for that.
But I'm a
big Woody Allen fan. I mean, Woody Allen wrote all the funny things you heard in the 60s was, you know, all
that's
those shows.
Right. What was it called? The
Rowan
the,
and Martin Laughing. That was one of the big ones.
Laughing, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And he wrote for all the other people. But he wrote a book that I've got somewhere called Without Feathers. And it comes from a saying that happiness is a thing with feathers. And he wrote this book called Without Feathers.
Rick and Roller, 18th of January, 2025.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
The Art of Condensation, Saturday the 18th of January, 2025. My goodness me. Here we are, Rick and Roll on truthmeets.com. Thank you, Velocet. Yeah, the old truthmeets.com. Velocet, who he does great voices. Mel Blanc is one of my, you know, when it comes to doing voices, And there's like Seth MacFarlane. You remember him?
He's not bad. He's not bad. He's not bad.
Seth MacFarlane. You're my crazy the Family Guy. Yeah. You're
despicable.
And you could do. I think. What's his name? Who's the guy that's gonna make? who's the American president right now?
The American president.
Has he been inaugurated yet?
By Jordan. I think it's tomorrow. That's in 2 days' time. 2 days' time.
2 days' time. That's right. We've got a guy called Donald J. Trump, who has just got the most, I swear to
charisma.
God.
Charisma.
The charisma. But he's got these women. Like he's got these men, all right. They're gay boys. What are they called? The YMCA. What, remember the band when we were kids?
The village people.
They're going to get them up. They're all on. They're still alive.
Are they all still alive?
They might have.
Is the Indians still alive? I'll tell you a funny thing that got. You remember Hey Hey It's Saturday? Some of the gangs.
Oh, Daryl Summers. Daryl Summers and the Ostriches.
Mr. Summers.
John Blackman did the voice.
He did a gag while Molly Meldrum was trying to do his show. He goes, Mr. Meldrum. And he goes, yes. He goes, can you tell us about the time the village people were in your spa pool? And he goes, and the water solidified. He's talking about, he's implying that the village people were in all that in the spa and the water solidified, and implying it turned into semen, basically. And he got that was on mainstream TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a kind of gag.
The American that didn't like the, when they did red faces, like Red Simons.
They did blackface.
They did blackface.
And one of them was an Indian too. So
yeah, that's really... right. Do you remember that? Yeah.
And a group of doctors came out and did blackface.
That's it.
Like,
these really... Like a... Yeah.
And he, what's his name? Okay, I'm not a big fan. He's a sleazebag.
The American.
He sang the song.
He gave it to Zero.
He goes, where I come from. You know, he's from Louisiana. And he goes, you can't do things like that. You can't. What's his name? It was the guy that sang that song, Baby Did a Bad, Bad Thing, that was in Eyes Wide Shut by coincidence. Just talking
yeah,
about
he's a movie. He's a great actor. He's a great actor, but what you're thinking of.
I'm talking about the singer, whatever his name is. Anyway,
yeah, you go. Yeah, well, I will.
I seen him. Someone shared a thing the other day. It was him groping Cameron Diaz, and like she was looking really uncomfortable. And he's going, "Come on, baby, you know, come on, baby," like you know, because all the girls love him. But she didn't like him that much, and he was like really pushing it on her. And someone came up and just gave it to him. I'll tell you who it was.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey came up to take the next award, and he walked up and he stuck his mouth right over the singer's Chris Isaac's mouth just to get him back for what he did to Cameron Diaz. That's on YouTube. Have a look at that one. It's
I don't doubt it.
Yeah, I like Jim Carrey. I think Jim Carrey.
He's a
bit awake. He's a Canadian. But he kind of says some interesting things, and he's very funny. I mean, I can watch Dumb and Dumber, the first one, over and over and over again because those two were so perfect in that role. Forget about the sequel. Do not bother. You know,
I don't know what happened with the guys that wrote that sequel.
They fucked up big time. And they went over the top. And it was that same dodgy fucking director that wrote a lot of that, something about Mary and all those other ones, which is fucking.
The Farrelly brothers
directed it, but it was one of the writers. Maybe it was the Farrelly brothers, yeah. And they went over the top with dirty gags. You know, there was one with, you know, the old woman in the bed, you know, and it was just really gross, I thought. And
I think that when it becomes when you're like I remember being in the movie theater and I just did you break something?
No, I'm just trying to take a pot out. Sorry, I'm making noise here. You're live right, on air. Live on air following a put.
Well, that's what we're doing. I've got a whole list of things here to talk about.
Excellent. Yeah. What's the first one? I know Simon Townsend passed away.
The first thing is Crazy Winds. So Crazy Winds is like my whole house.
Let's talk about that because I'm
crazy in, wind like, here.
Sorry,
in
I'm
Newcastle.
Filling a pot up with water. I'm not urinating, just to reiterate that. No, so the weather here.
It's
from Queensland to Melbourne or to Victoria. We've got fucking superstorm, like really bad winds, like surf. You can go, there's some flat beaches in Sydney that have had surfers doing incredible surfing yesterday. That's how big, on a bay, the water's getting blown that high that there are surfers doing incredible fucking, pipelines basically in a flat non-surf area. And I drove back from the Winnies, Sydney, this morning. I was at your house, not that I did a couple of days there this week. And I sat there, I said, I don't think it's going to rain. And I went to that IGA you don't go to anymore, where you got kicked in the can.
No, you're right. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And I was driving back, and man, the sky was black, and that fucking evil looking giant cloud come out. Oh man, and it just started the wind. I mean, the trees going.
I just can't believe the fucking roof didn't come off.
Oh,
the fucking
God.
Roof. I thought the roof was coming off.
Oh, your
off
house.
Here. Yeah, no, here, where I'm.
The tin house. Your house in where it is.
Where I'm allowed to live at the moment is the most amazing place.
It's beautiful. It's right on
the next to a lake. I swear, I cannot believe that the house did not lose its roof. But no. my house there,
you've
you know
roof.
My house. My million-dollar house right there on the best street in Newcastle, right?
It is the best street in Newcastle.
Exactly. That's why that's going to be a $1.2 million house when we sell it. Which won't be
thanks to me.
Well, you did the hard yards. You took all that crappy, that bloody. You're a bit of a staples and not hurting yourself.
I painted the outside, the rear area. I scraped all this old paint off, and then we found a can of paint there. It must have been the insurance from the last time, and I painted all the outside area. So look, the back
I love
area
it.
Looks fantastic now. Yeah, it looks awesome.
I love it. I love the fact that the fact that you talked to my neighbors that love me.
No, Warren's tried to look after you. Poor Warren. What a great neighbor.
You couldn't get
a better neighbor than Warren. And he, God knows what he did in his last life to have you move in next door, but never mind. But he's been a good neighbour for
years. He's a legend. What about the one on the other side?
The beautiful Indian woman. Apparently they're away overseas, Rollo.
Don't mention names.
Apparently they're. Well, I'm not going to. But apparently they're overseas at the moment. Oh, here comes the rain again.
Is it?
All right.
That's what you're doing to the place is. Yeah, no, you're doing a fine job.
All right, so let's talk about these storms, though. So yesterday,
the crazy winds. So I've got a list here of things to talk about. One
we're just talking
is,
about the crazy
should we talk about there's some young boy who's going to university tomorrow.
No, we don't
want to talk about that. No. So John LeBron.
Well, he's not very popular. He's not very popular at the moment, is he? I've said to people, they said, did you hear this thing? And apparently, what's his name? Medi, who did our wonderful, the music that we've got. Came onto a show that he was on.
Yeah, let's go.
I said, well, if you went onto a show that he was on, then all bets are off. Because, you know, if he came onto a show you were on and started being rude to you, then, you know, you can't say anything about it. But, I didn't listen to it. So, and I don't get into other people's arguments anymore. I'm not the last thing I'm.
Apparently
he's not very. There's so many people. Well, about five or six people have said, "Did you hear this? The show?" And I said, "No, I didn't listen to it." But I don't. You know, like I've been fairly vocal about him. I leave him alone. He leaves me alone. Well, he likes playing my grabs. He played a very funny one of you the other day on.
What did he do about me?
No, it was just you saying that you were.
Oh yeah.
Hang on, fucking the wind. I'm telling you, the rain's coming in the windows.
Yeah, I know it's going hard up there. Here, I know the low's going to come back here again.
The low. Can I tell
we're,
you?
We're here in Newcastle.
12 years ago today, I got a memory come up on Facebook. It was 45 degrees in Sydney. 45 degrees in Sydney. Today, it's about 15 degrees in Sydney. Where is Sydney? So the weather changes. It's very, very volatile. But we are getting fucking serious.
It's so beautiful here right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Because when I drove back this morning. Please do not do that. I am not fucking. I don't stare at the screen. Not interested. Okay, but I believe you. You say it's nice because it's not nice
Absolutely.
Here. But I drove back this morning. I wasn't stupid enough to drive on the roads last night, and thank God I didn't because you're where you are. So I came through Raymond Terrace about 8 o'clock this morning. There was that many signs and trees blown over. Like I'm talking about big signs.
It was a mini cyclone. I don't think the weathermen wanted to say that it was. It was a mini cyclone.
It has to be.
Because like seriously. Like, seriously,
trees going everywhere. Because Sydney and New South Wales is full of trees, right?
They call it a little low off the
Well, I call that a cyclone because I've driven that area. Yeah, so there's
this fucking 93 kilometer winds. I swear to God, if this fucking house did not lose its roof.
Did it make noises?
No, but someone put a decent roof on this fucking place.
Was it making noises?
My place. You know where you put that thing where before I left, you know, two years ago or something. You know,
It
was almost going to smash.
Snap the window.
It was so bad, the wind.
I heard that. Yeah. Because I could hear it bashing the other day.
Yeah, it was going to smash the windows, but Chrissy, she got up there and
on the roof.
Like it was so bad up there. She did what
a bloke should do.
Yeah,
i.e. you.
Yeah, she did what a bloke should do. There you go.
Yeah,
exactly.
I wouldn't let you up there to start with.
I'm not allowed there because I'm a apparently I'm a threat to the people in the street, you know, my neighbors. Remember the TV show Neighbors? Everybody loves good neighbors. Yes. Well, I'm not the serial.
You're Mrs. Mangle. You're Mrs. Mangle.
Yeah. yeah,
on steroids from neighbors.
The angry, what was his name?
Flamin, the shop owner from Flamin.
Yeah, the shop owner.
That was Alf from Home and Away.
Yeah, Alf. Yeah, so I'd be Alf.
You know what happened, Rollo? You know Mrs. Mang? This is what a good actress can do, right? An English actress right came now. Over in this. No, I can't. What? No, I'm talking about Mrs. Mangle.
Do it, Mrs. Mangle.
I can't remember what she talks like.
Well, anyway, I'm gonna. You know what I'm gonna do? Hello.
Hello. Sound like an auctioneer. No, so I'll tell you a story though, Rollo. The actress came over here to play Mrs. Mangle, and she played that nosy next door neighbour of Kylie Minogue and, you know, her family.
Oh,
and
she's always a bit, neighbours
neighbours.
Is it neighbours so, or
yes, neighbours.
Home and Away?
Neighbours.
It was so definitely neighbours.
Yeah, so she played this role of the nosy old next door neighbour, and she did it so well and was so accurate that she said that she had to leave the country because everywhere she went there were people yelling out, "Yeah, old bitch! Yeah, fucking old bitch!"
Really? Wow! Yeah.
And she was like nothing like that character in real life. She was just playing the role of a annoying old next door neighbour. We've all had one.
Do you remember Mrs. Kravitz? Mrs. Kravitz Gladys Kravitz.
Archie!
No, that was the other one.
She'd always see the magic or something of... Yeah,
I'm thinking of Maureen Stapleton or whatever her name is from All in the Family.
Yeah.
Abner, there's a witch next door.
Abner. Exactly. Yeah. She's a witch. And no one else could see it. It was like one of the
Gladys Kravitz.
My father.
Gladys Kravitz was Lenny Kravitz's grandmother. Joking. Lenny Kravitz's mother.
Who was the guy that back in the day? The guy that was hit over the head with umbrellas or something. Where he didn't do it. Like he was like he was the Back in the day, he was Richard Kimball. He was a doctor that had been accused of.
Oh yeah, the fugitive.
Remember, and then people in real life would hit him over the head and just say he didn't do it, but they were friends or they.
Oh, you mean the bad guy?
Yeah.
The guy that played the bad guy.
The actor. Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
This is the whole thing, Rollo. People believe TV. So they watch Neighbours and actually believe Mrs. Mangle. No, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about the
crazy
out there. They watch the news at 6 o'clock and they watch the Vietnam story. The communists are coming. The communists are coming. We must go over and, pay our tax dollars on the communists. And then they watch Neighbours and they go, oh, that horrible neighbour, that horrible Mrs. Mangle. And they see her and actually thought that she was the same person in real life. She wasn't. She was an actress.
Mm.
She did such a good role. She actually really did play.
That's the beauty of if you're a good actor like you are.
Well, I'll tell you another one, right? I'll tell you another one. The professionals.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Pat McGowan.
Rick and Roll.
No matter what your age, you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Yeah, it's Rick and Rollo on the Saturday, the 18th of January, 2025. We're just talking about whatever we want to talk about. And I'm talking about the professionals, though. Now, people that believe real people are like that in real life. And so the actor that played Doyle, right, what's his name?
I think it's Pat McGowan.
No, that's Prisoner, you idiot. We're talking about the professionals with the Bodie professional. And Doyle and Cowley, not Crowley. Yeah. So and that was an great action TV show from the 70s, early 80s, late 70s. But the guy that played Doyle, he constantly got people wanting to fight him in pubs because he was, you know, played the tough, you know, Doyle, you know, the ex-cop, you know, and him and Bodie were always getting fights. Now, Bodie in real life actually at that same time was in the SAS and the Territorial Army. He liked fighting and carrying on, no problem. But Doyle was an actor, a thespian, literally. Mm-hmm. And he said that he got so sick of trying to go to a pub and there'd be someone wanting to fight him everywhere. Whereas Doyle actually liked him. He said one day he was sitting there, they were filming in London, and he was sitting in his car, and this young kid came up off, you know, and saw him sitting in the car, and he was in between takes, and said, "Are you Doyle?" And he goes, "Yeah." And the little kid punched him in the nose and ran off down the road. Like, literally, and he, like, really smashed him in the nose. He was only, like, a 12-year-old or whatever. But people believe that actors are that person in real life. Now, a lot of the actors are not like that at all. Like, particularly the guy that played Doyle, he's a theatrical actor. But he played a good, tough guy. But in actual real life, Bodie really was like that. He was, a judo and was in the special force, actually in the army. And, he was a womanizer, and he lived the same life as he was living on TV in real life. But that's the way things are on, you know, people believe what they see on the TV.
Do you remember, the movie they made of George Reeve? Remember George Reeve, who played
Superman?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So when they made the movie of his life, where the kid came there with a 38 snub nose, and he goes, I'm Superman. I can fly. I can.
And he
pointed, and the little kid pointed the gun at him, and he could. And George Reeves saw that gun was loaded,
and he shot.
And he goes, no, he just said. He put his hands up and went, look, it's just a TV show. Yeah. I cannot fly. I can't fly.
I can't catch bullets.
Yeah, I can't do anything like that. And, it was just. Can you imagine if someone came up and thought you were in business?
Yeah. Well, official story, I think that's in Hollywood Babylon. The first book, that he was having an affair with some gangster's girlfriend or whatever, and he got thrown out a window because the story was he thought he was actually Superman. He tried to fly, but I find that hard to believe.
Well, there's a guy called Harry Houdini who came down to Australia. You remember Harry Houdini, right?
Yep.
Who could cover punch? I could do that.
I know. That's
I swear to God, you could punch me in the guts as hard as you if you wanted to. But the thing is, I like seriously, I never bruise, and I would cop one as big as Harry or Denny. But the thing is, when Harry won without not
he
being,
he let some kid. Some young, not a kid.
Yeah, punch him really hard.
But he wasn't ready to take the punch because the stomach.
Exactly, exactly.
And he died.
That.
But you know, luckily this is rock and roll. I can talk about whatever I want. Houdini was apparently a government operative hitman, and so he was going out and doing hits. While he was tied up and pretending to be in a cage somewhere, he was going out the back door and whacking somebody and coming back and pretending to escape, and it was like the perfect cover. That's a fact, though. I've heard that many times.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah. Look, seriously. Yeah. Like seriously, I don't bruise. Look, that's just before we get back to Harry.
The only time I've had my stomach that you could do that, you know, I was confident was when I did boxing training for quite, you know, back in the, I was 26 or 27.
Oh, and that's right.
And my stomach from doing that training was like, like getting punched in the stomach was not an issue.
Okay. So, yeah, what about an uppercut that comes?
You can't.
Like, so, if What's his name?
You can't grow muscles.
My favorite boxer is the
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson, right? So when he's hitting you in the stomach, and then you'll
drop your guard.
Yeah, and the uppercut is what he does. He goes bang, bang, bang.
He didn't do a very good job with Jake Paul the other day, sadly, did he?
No. Well, you tell me that was
ding.
That was ding. What do you call it?
Frau.
I think I've got
Hilde von Kleckenschwab. Hilde von Kleckenschwab.
I think hello. Hilde von Kleckenschwab from Germany. G'day, Hilde. G'day, Hilde.
Last week I was listening to your show. And someone was playing
Hold on, Hilde von Kleckenschwab. We're on truthmeets.com.
Rick and Rollo show is, this is VIA.
Wow. So you got that. That's great. So you're actually.
You're related to the former head of the World Economic Forum. He's my favorite nephew. Rollo, I want to tell you off. You know, your last 2 weeks ago, House came on and he was talking to you and you started saying embarrassing things about vaccines to him. You humiliated him and he had to leave. Leaf. And anyway, Rollo, he is a wonderful person.
So is there a problem with vaccines? Like
Rollo. They get hard of using Zetas. They're fantastic. But what is the problem with these?
Useless.
EEDEEIS.
Yeah. Oh. So, why I'm here?
I just overheard you saying you've got $1 million property. $1 million. It's MILLONT dollars versus property.
Oh, okay. So I've got a million dollar property or something. Is that what you're saying?
I was wondering, Rollo, were you interested in getting married soon?
Married.
I am single. I'm only 87.
Let's say, I'm not interested in getting married, and two, if you are class from, let me ask you some serious questions already.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Why did you ask me about
exactly. Where are those vaccines going? How many people were saved in COVID-19? Do you understand?
I don't care about the subject. I'm saying COVID-19. No. The vaccines are getting rid of you. Just be told. Anyway, Rollo, I want you to ask me, You don't know how I have had 33.
I'll ask you anything you want. What do you want?
Yeah, I have had 33 husbands before.
How many husbands?
33. That's S-E-R-T.
33 husbands.
33 husbands, yeah. And you know, Roro, say all, every one of them died on the night of the honeymoon.
Did they have a big prick?
Roro, I don't want to talk about what's in their trousers, apart from their wallets. Anyway, you know, you need, but you have, all you right. See, what you, no. You need to say,
no,
33 husbands,
fuck off,
how did
fuck
they
off.
Die?
Here Roro, we go. Where's the dump button?
No, Roro.
Where's the dump button? Fuck
Roro.
Off. Fuck off. Fuck.
Roro, shut the fuck up.
The dump button.
Read the script. You have to say, Roro, how did your husbands
all
die?
Right, okay.
Ask me how my husbands die, Roro.
I want to know. All right, okay. 2 days. 2 days till Donald Trump. Becoming the president.
No, Roro, shut the fuck. Ask me how my husband's died.
How did your husband's die, you fucking slut?
They all had terrible accidents on the honeymoon. Just after they signed off the insurance papers, my first 10, the first 10 of my husbands. They all had shame. They all got eaten by piranha accidentally in the bath. This is completely normal. Then the other 10 husbands, see, one of them was eaten by a shark while he was swimming. He was having a bath.
Where's the dump button?
I'll be back.
Dump this slut.
Hang on, I'm back.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
There we go. Sorry, someone cut
in. Sorry, dude. Dude.
Hilda von Klatterschwab. Speaking of Schwab's up the clacker.
Mm.
Speaking of Schwab's up the clacker. Do you remember?
Yeah. What was the name? Who was it?
I just looked her up. So Hilda von Klatterschwab from Austria says 33 husbands and she's a widow. 33 of them all passed away on the honeymoon night after they'd signed their insurance policies over. I think this is suspicious.
Why not?
And she's trying to marry you, Roro. Does she ask you to get married? Don't do it. Do not do it. Whatever you do, don't.
When I was a younger man, I.
What about you?
I don't want to talk about personal stuff.
Roro, all you do is talk about personal stuff.
That's true. Shut the fuck up. All right. Well, there was this lovely young woman in Sydney. I think me and you had Roro.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. I just have to say this: when you're drunk,
it's okay, you're fucking useless.
Get John LeBond, clip that one. When you're drunk, you're fucking useless. There you go. Clip that.
You want stuff clipped there.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, no,
well, I know.
What do you mean?
I don't want it.
He does it, and that's a good one.
Do you know who doesn't clip?
Who?
Our big boy. The guy that is running the show here.
Mm.
All right, here we go. Let me just go to my So 2 days to Donald J. Trump. One of my absolute heroes is 2 days.
It just shows you what alcohol. What enough? If you drink enough alcohol, right? You can.
Yeah, Donald Trump's a wonderful man. You got a problem with Donald J. Trump?
I reckon he's in a contender to be the Antichrist, and in my books, he's extremely popular.
You can say that. But the MSNBC will always say that. The
MSBC.
NBC. It's in America. They have this
corporation.
Her name's she's got short hair. It's the only thing that keeps
I don't know what you're talking about. Give me a rough estimation. You got a bag of goon yesterday, or was it today?
Tell us about you walking in the
torrential rain and winds to go and get your goon bag.
Okay.
Tell us about that. Yesterday, you said you walked in the middle of the storm.
I walked. All right.
Yeah. And 93 kilometer howling winds and rain.
Exactly.
Did you take an umbrella? That would have been a waste of time. No?
No.
So did you get absolutely drenched?
Yes.
You would have looked like Cat Weasel when he came out of the water in the first scene of
Cat Weasel. So what?
So what?
And I decided halfway, I went, should I stay or should I go?
That's a clash song.
Here we go. There you go, Rick. Should I stay or should I go? Exactly. I powered through it. Rick, I powered through it. Like I put my head down and I thought my mobile phone, like you're listening to me on my mobile.
You shouldn't have taken that. Have you got a cover on it?
No, not at all.
Wow.
I don't have a cover on my penis. Like, you know, because I'm not circumcised. So I don't have a cover on my penis.
Roll it. You do have a cover on your penis if you're not circumcised.
Well, I do, don't I? Yeah.
So that part was protected. Your phone.
All I did is put my head down and went into the fucking storm. And I went, fuck yeah.
You could have ended up like Wizard of Oz getting blown away. You only weighed.
Yeah.
How much do you weigh? About 70 kilos? 70 kilos?
Nothing. There's nothing to me. Yeah.
60 kilos.
Yeah.
You could have got blown up into the and landed up.
Exactly. Yeah, you could have been sucked up into the storm. Yeah. Exactly.
Because it was fucking I'm telling you, Rollo, I've seen the damage this morning firsthand and where you live. And I've never seen so many trees and branches down. In one particular area, like it came through from the Hunter area, and I've got a friend there. No power. Everyone's got no power in that area because we've got power lines over here. They didn't think of putting them underground. Everything's above ground in this country. And a tree branch goes down and it takes out all the power. I parked my van last night in between two cars that have been crushed by trees. Thinking this is a good spot because it's obviously, it won't get me, and it didn't. I parked between. There were two cars literally completely covered by trees, and I just parked my van in between them.
Mm-hmm.
That was in Redfern yesterday. So that was how bad Sydney was.
Mm. Yeah, I love
Simon Townsend, Wonderworld.
Mm.
He passed.
All right, yeah. Let's put our hands together. Yeah, Simon Townsend was a
you want me to clap? Put my hands together. I'm clapping.
No, just to say goodbye. Simon.
Townsend.
What was the name of his?
It was Rick and Roller. No matter what you say.
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
And on the January the 18th, 2025.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you this right live. I have got a wet pussy right now. My pussy is absolutely saturated. No, I'm just looking. She's just coming to get some food, and she's saturated. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you've got a dizzy
ass pussy. Because... I've got a wet ass pussy.
Now, who sung that song, Wet Ass Pussy or something?
Wet Ass like... Pussy.
See, again, I...
Really slutty fucking...
Singer. Yeah.
What's the name? I have no idea.
Me neither. But I'm gonna go through some songs where we're self indulgent. So it's actually look.
Hey, Rollo, did you know? There's now a bot in the room. If you can play any song you want, well, it's whatever the commands are. It's Matchbox, it's called, and so you can actually play any song. I mean, I can't be bothered. I really, I'd rather talk.
All right. But, okay, so we'll do it later in the night because me and night. You, yeah.
Can I just I just went. One of my favorite things to do where I live, it's a holiday area, really, but Rotary, the kind of semi secret society, the Rotarians, they have a book sale every year at so I used to love going when the kids were little. They think it's hilarious because they were bored brainless because the books, and there was never anything that they really liked there. But for me, it's good. And so just by coincidence, I just drove into Laurieton this afternoon, and it was the last, I had an hour to go. It's been going for the last 2 weeks, and it was the final night. So I walked in the Scout Hall in Laurieton. And I found all these amazing old books. I got the 1940 something Wind in the Willows book for 1940 something or other.
Very like old. Wombles of Wimbledon.
No, not the Wombles. The Wind in the Willows by Graham. What's his name?
All right, keep going. Yeah.
Kenneth Graham, illustrated by Arthur Beckham. Rackham. Some really interesting books. I love going to old book sales. Be told.
All right, here we go. So here we go. Here we are on self-indulgent music. So the first one was you said the Boney M was the biggest music scam in history. Now,
Boney M. Did I say that?
I don't think you did, but. You sort of
Boney M was produced by that that Italian producer that Giorgio is it Giorgio Moroder?
Yeah,
and they were German. Or maybe it wasn't them, but they were German. So they're all just. I think the girls could sing.
I've got a few people that want to join the crew.
No.
Yeah, you know, it's only me and you. All right, okay.
Yeah,
later. Listen closely. So it was a guy called.
Actually, no, full stop. It's just me and you. And when we wind it up, you can talk to me. Too many. I'm telling you, audio chats. When you got me and you already take over all the possible. Any space that's there will get filled by me or you. If someone else comes in, and especially when you're drunk, it's just fucked. So,
I'm not that drunk.
No,
I'm
you're not that drunk. That. No.
I'm not that drunk. The only person
that's welcome is anyone that can play music. That knows how to use the bot. They can come in, and they're quite welcome to sit in the background. And if we say, play some music. Play that, but okay.
I can actually. But the Resmat Jeff is the next one. He says the Deftones, the Prayers, Triangles,
the who?
Try on the remix official audio. I've never heard this.
Of
it's
who?
Resmat Jeff. He's it's called the Deftones.
the deaf tones. The Dolph tones. Oh, I don't know.
Do you know what I really like? I really like. Okay, so the next one is Carl Can. So he's talking about Del Shannon. Del Shannon.
Fantastic.
So a guy called Del Shannon was Charles Whedon Westover or something.
Del Shannon was he was about to become, and I think he may well have become a member of the Traveling Wilburys after Roy Orbison passed away. Yeah, and then he died.
I remember when he passed. Yeah, because who were the Traveling Wilburys?
It was Jeff. You know what's his name? Jeff from the Electric Light Orchestra and George Harrison.
Yep.
Dylan. Tom Petty, George Harrison, Tom Petty, Roy Orbison.
Yep.
And
that was awesome, yeah. Couldn't even get the goddamn my eye is lonely. I have only let's ask Belisette.
He's not
to
there.
Play. But remember that song where he goes, "I've got my life to give." It was awful, you know, that they filmed him. What was his name? Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
Just before they could go on tour or something.
Speaking of Rick and Rollo's site, the Rick and Rollo Discord, on the heavy rock and blues thing, got Buzzing Fritz on the shit. So Rose Tattoo are doing final tour, apparently. And I mentioned, I said, you know, he said, yeah, he's had a rough last few years when his son got bashed to death in Northern Beaches in just a drunken fight with some guy that was taking ecstasy of all things. How would you want to go and kill someone with a punch in the death on ecstasy? Beyond me. Obviously, he was on other things. But poor old Angry Anderson, they're doing their last tour, which be well worth seeing because he's still got a great voice. That's this year. The final tour.
That must be the final tour.
Fuck, so bad. Oh, man. You couldn't imagine it.
Well, I can imagine it because I'm 55 years old. And how old are you now?
I am 60 years of age. Apparently.
60 years of age. Yeah.
According to the hospital records, but I'd actually query that. I reckon I'm more like 45.
Yeah. So
I'd say 45.
So you weren't. So Rick, you weren't born yesterday.
I wasn't born yesterday.
Okay.
That's for sure.
And me neither. Hey, trust me, I wasn't born yesterday either. So look, I still know how to laugh. I still know what a joke is. I still know what.
Yeah. Well. So you missed. I don't know if you listened back to. I did a Be Told. Last Saturday because you didn't turn up, and Susie, the funny is it from Ohio?
She's
been going back and listening to our Rick and Rollos from Fakeologist from way back in the day, and she's sending. So that's why apparently that's why we got what's that strange woman Freya.
I'm looking at this strange woman right now.
Hilda von Klackenschwab. It's all thanks to Susie from Ohio. Apparently she listened to it and she sent, so they played it on the show after I left. Wow. It might have been on the that John LeBron.
Let Hilda swag it off. Well, yeah. I'm about to say it. No, it's a fantastic TV show called Dexter. Now it's a show called Dexter.
Oh, you're gonna watch Dexter tonight. I know it.
Yeah, do you know what Dexter does?
He kills people.
Yeah.
How hilarious. How hilarious.
Yeah. That's what we're watching tonight.
Well, that's good because after we finish the show, you can sit and watch Dexter.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I fucking love it. I love it, the fact that that it is written so beautifully. Like
TV shows, right, like glorify murder. Do you think that's a good thing?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what they've done.
So it started with Clint Eastwood when he played the anti-hero, Joe, the man with no name.
Okay.
He did have a name. Joe.
Yeah.
And he went around gunning down both sides. Like, you know, he was one of the first anti-heroes in Hollywood.
Mm.
And that's a hero that's the bad guy, but he's still a hero.
He's still with it. He's doing a new movie.
Clint, if you're out there, he does listen. He sent me a message. He goes, Rollo's a drunk cunt. And I said, yes, he is. And I said, Clint, you're on the money. But I'll suggest a movie. Dirty Harry in a retirement home in California, fighting the bushfires, killing arsonists with his 44 Magnum. I'm telling you, I'd go and watch it.
So you kill looters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So who was the ones that would set in the fires? Because here in Australia, we call them bushfires, not wildfires. Yeah, they're crazy what was going on over there in Australia.
Yeah, so the whole of the Pacific Palisades is gone. Mel Gibson's house, I think one of his houses.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
So it's definitely happening.
All right, if we're gonna talk about it, we talk the talk. At the end of the day, you can't fucking pull water out from a helicopter, you know, with those.
Well, what would have helped, Roller, is if they'd actually filled the dams up, or had the dams not been empty just before it. So. It's been
that would be good, wouldn't it?
As a control.
So there's a guy called Gavin Newsom.
A cunt. A guy who wants
to be the American president.
Yeah.
Like seriously, there are two people that want to be American president. There was Gavin Newsom. Bob Iger. No, Bob Iger. I wanted his job so badly. Yeah,
the Iger sanction was a good Clint Eastwood movie. Did you ever see Iger?
Do you remember our friend who wanted it? Well, the one that didn't like wiping his bum or whatever. What was his name?
Oh, can I just tell you? I've actually talked about it the other day to you on the phone, but. I was getting some petrol before I drove to Newcastle on what day was it? Wednesday, whatever.
Mm.
And a guy got out of his car right next to me, and he's covered in tattoos. Young guy, probably in his early 20s, like full like back sleeves and everything. And he got out and he had "Laugh and the World Laughs with You" or something like that tattooed on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the Joker and I'm talking about Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, full back tattoo, the whole of his back with the same, that strange smile that he puts on in the front cover of the movie, The Joker. It's an artificial smile. You know, the smile's made by his, you know, the makeup that he's got. He's got that tattooed on his back, so he's got smile and the world will smile with you. With the Joker on his full back. And I thought, I wonder if he went to see the sequel and does he regret getting that tattooed permanently for the rest of his life, Joaquin Phoenix on his back. What an idiot, I say. I'm not a big fan of tattoos. Not a big fan of tattoos.
Well, that's I never had one, but look, again, you worked with the man.
Not with Mark and Bobby.
Before he, yeah, sadly.
Oh, no. You mean?
He's my favorite.
Crazy. So if you're going to get a tattoo of Joker, you get Heath Ledger.
I'm telling you, but him.
Or Cesar Romero. Or even Jack Nicholson. Anyone other than Joaquin Phoenix. But, you know, that's what kids are like. They love that movie.
Yeah. Cesar Romero. And, when it comes to cartoon characters, like, honestly, it's got to be the reason I love Family Guy so much is a guy called Adam West. You remember Adam? Adam West. Yeah.
I do.
Every time I hear his voice.
What song do you think we should play to go out? Because I think you're fading a bit.
All right.
What TV show?
What song to go out? Let's have a look here. You hear my dog barking?
Yes, I do. Rosie, the simply aggressive dog.
Can you hear my dog barking at all? Oh, look at that. Look at Del Shannon.
I don't want to play that. Some of the bit of oomph to it.
Resmat Jeff with GTA. We've got Out of the Blue by Roxy Music.
That's me that suggested that.
The Kinks. What's that?
Oh, I saw that.
Daylight. We've got Splinter by Costa Fiend. We've got Die Pretty by Winterland.
That'd be a good song to play to fade it.
Ken 4383. It's called Antonio Carlos.
What are we talking about earlier? I'm sure we mentioned a couple of good songs earlier that would be probably.
We've got This is the day.
Great song. Maybe we'll go with that because that was, the guy playing the guitar on that is Johnny Marr. Johnny Marr was a member of the he was in the Smiths as well. This is the day. Actually, that's a good song. I think we should go out with that. This is the day by the from 1983, I guess, 84, 82, 83, 84. Are you there, Rollo? Rollo? Has he already fallen off the perch? It wouldn't surprise me. You've heard him, folks. He fucked up the... Oh, you're listening to Be Told.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Hey, Rick.
Yes. We're gonna sign out with This is the Day by the or the on 18th of January 2025, Rollo's lost the plot thanks to his amazing consumption of alcohol. So I'll send it to Joel and whatever the shows go after this, fantastic, 10 out of 10. Don't bother. If you don't like John Le Bon, don't go and start arguing on. If he's on a show, he's already there. If he's not on a show, you can do what you like. But Joel and John are doing bits and pieces, so I'll leave them alone. I hope. So this is the day by Rick, by the with Rick and Rollo, 19. Rollo, we're going to sign off now, man. We're leaving the room.
We're leaving the room.
Enjoy your TV show, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Watch the Dexter. We're going. Bye.
Dexter. Yeah. Yeah. What are we going out with?
With the this is the day.
This is the day. The
great song.
This is the day.
The whites of your eyes turn red. The calendar on your wall is ticking. The days off, you've been reading some old letters. You smile and think how much you've changed. All the money in the world couldn't buy back those days. You pull back the curtains and the sun burns into your eyes. You want your plane flying across a clear blue sky. This is a day your life will surely change. This is a day when things fall into place. You could have done it. Across a clear blue sky. This is a day.